What the fuck is up?
Saw, dude.
Dude. Saw.
Out here, dude.
Are we? Are we in here?
We actually did, to be real.
We're a little bit in here, aren't we?
We're in here, but we're out there, dude.
But we're out there.
We are out.
We're out there at the same time.
Out there or out here.
Mm-hmm.
Either fucking way, dude.
So, fucking, this is, you know, this is your boy. And I'm having a new special guest up on here. Drum roll. The Seanster. What's up, dude?
Your boy Chop Suey, 187, in the house.
Mick Pearson. Why? Because you fear him. What?
All day, dude.
Oh, dude, what?
Put the fear into the heart.
Put the fear into the rear. Oh, what?
So it's going up with the dudes.
Dudes.
Nowadays.
We're just dudesing it out, bro.
Just duding it up.
You know, we're sipping some Millers. We're
hitting, Miller
we're hitting that
dude.
High life, dude.
As high as life is.
As high as life is, dude. We're just fucking chilling, dude. What's up with aliens, bro? How you feel about aliens?
Aliens, dude?
Aliens, dude.
They're out there, bro.
Tell me about it, dude. How do you feel about them, dude?
Because, you know, the research on Mars and shit, they're finding water. You know what I mean? They're finding sources of water there on Mars. And for us to have as much that we do here on this planet, there's not a reason there's not a logical reason why there isn't life somewhere else on another planet. The galaxy is fucking huge.
Yeah.
So, like, how have we not met any? Like, why have I not smoked a blunt with an alien dude yet? Bro?
I mean, who's to say?
Dude, you want
to
try my space weed, bro?
But dude, like, who's
try your space?
Who's
weed.
To say we haven't yet? Who's to say they're not among us, just chilling in the shadows?
You know, right, man? Dude, like on some Men in Black type shit.
Who's
bro?
To say we didn't go to high school with them?
Dude, we possibly could have maybe went to elementary.
I don't know
school
about you, dude, but I don't know about you, but at Bullard, a couple of them fools, aliens, bro.
Dude, they probably could have been.
I'm
cold,
just
hard
saying,
ass
dude.
Aliens, bro.
I'm just saying, dude. From your class to my class within that year different ratio, dude. Weird motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude.
Bunch of weirdos, dude.
You want some funny shit?
What's up? Bring it.
Fucking.
Bring it, dude.
Drinking with my neighbor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he starts getting loud as shit.
Yeah?
Screaming, dude. Oh, it's a fucking UFO. It's a fucking UFO. And I look up at the sky.
Flipping this shit.
And it's literally a fucking helicopter, but it's silent. It's like one of the military ones.
Yeah, it's one up.
Yeah.
What kind of far up?
It has like a it's pretty far up.
But
it has
still
like a red, it has like a red light and a white light on it. You know what I mean?
Man, that's
you know what I mean. And like it's going, you know, it's going pretty fucking quick. And I look at him. I'm like, bro, that's not a fucking UFO, bro. He looked at me so sour, like, yeah, it is. It is one, dude. That's an alien. I'm like, okay, dude, think of this. An extraterrestrial life is gonna fly. Clean across the motherfucking universe, and of all places to fly over and look at, he wants to fly over fucking Fresno
and spend time blinking.
Yeah, and spend time blinking lights,
keeping himself completely out in the open.
Any alien out there, bro, ain't gonna stop by Fresno.
And if it
unless
does,
they're interested in stealing tweakers, then
dude, and if it does,
we got
bro,
a whole we got a whole bunch of those motherfuckers.
And
all
if
over
it does,
place.
We're not gonna see it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no way, no way. I'm like, bro, their technology is way farther than ours, most definitely.
How do you feel? Do you think they're out there? You think they're out there? Dude?
I honestly think, yeah, there has to be other life out there on another planet. There has to be.
I think they're already here, dude.
Absolutely has to be.
If you want to know what I think, man, I think we're like in like a simulation type deal, like a Sims type deal. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, dude, who's to say, like right now, dude, with the extent of the video games that I have the power to control life form and aspect in a couple different worlds, and I get to determine the way that those worlds go within my games. Who's to say we're not just another game, dude?
Dude, like on some Sims type
exactly,
shit.
Exactly, dude.
Like maybe somebody,
exactly.
Like maybe somebody's playing me, bro.
We're smart enough to create that existence, right? To create that little, you know, fucking to create that game.
Yeah.
Who's to say we're not a game ourselves? You know, because when you really look at things, dude, like how often do you forget things and remember them and have deja vu in dreams and shit like that?
Dude, I've deja vu all the fucking time.
And like
dude,
that, like, but when you really, but when you think about it, if you play like a game, like a big game, like a big open world game with a deep story, the same type of shit does happen. Like, I don't know, dude. There's a cause and effect to everything, and I don't know. I wouldn't fucking trip out, dude. Like, if they were like, yeah, dude. Like, if it came out, dude, that we were just a straight, like, you know, simulation, we're all in a game. I'm like, well, I just got to start beating this shit.
Right? I got to level the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, level the playing field, dog. I'm about to get on my fucking quick scopes.
Oh, dang.
But nah, man. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's pretty far-fetched, but I think for the most part, dude, like...
There's just no fucking way, bro, that as advanced as we are here on this planet, that there's not life somewhere else. And the galaxy is fucking...
Yeah,
and that, huge,
and that's
bro.
Like every,
huge.
That's like every.
It goes on and on and on and on.
And see, well,
like,
that's the
no
galaxy. That,
it,
there's
you know?
The galaxy.
Like, there's no stop.
And
to
then
it.
There's the universe. There's like millions of galaxies in a universe,
exactly.
Supposedly. And we don't even know. Like, I think we only know like 25%, maybe of what our like universe holds.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it will be long dead before we start. Planet hopping, you know what I mean? Like, that's the goal. It's already getting there. Did you see the specs, the SpaceX launch, how they went and came back? Yeah, dude, Elon Musk, dude, just fucking launched up a rocket with like four homeboys in it, and they fucking went, and they did, I don't really know what they did, but they came back, dude. They're cool.
They should just like find a dude, bro, that's like wild enough, and just fucking shoot him out there, you know? Just
oh yeah,
shoot
dude.
Him
no,
out
dude.
There,
they
bro.
Need to hit like the Midwest and just find like. Did you ever see that that movie with Billy Bob Thornton, Space Cowboy, or not Space Cowboy, but it was like it's where like Billy Bob Thornton builds
Are
a
you
rocket.
Talking about Cowboys and Aliens.
No, the dude who was that's the dude who plays James Bond. But that's a good movie too. No, I'm talking about Billy Bob Thornton. You know the dude who played Sling Blade. You know that dude. Bad Santa. That dude. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that movie with the rocket where he built it in his farm and shit?
Yeah.
And launched up into space and he actually got there and shit?
Yeah, most definitely.
I don't remember where I was going with that point. That's a good movie, though.
It was a good goddamn movie.
But
I didn't
God
know where you're going
it.
With it either, but it was good shit.
It was going somewhere.
It was definitely going
just
somewhere.
Like Billy Bob was.
I'm just saying, bro, like, if I'm alien, dude, like, I just hope the aliens that I meet, like... look like aliens in the movies, bro. Like the movie Paul.
Yeah.
Dude. If I can have an alien homie like that, bro, that'd be fucking lit.
If
bro.
They're cool like Paul.
Stupid lit, bro. I hope all aliens are like the boy Paul.
Like, dude, if they're cool like Paul, like dude, like if they brought the weed, if they brought the weed here, the beer pong. You know what I mean?
Right.
What if aliens are just straight thrashers, dude? Like they just
dude.
Like they don't even they're
party hard as
it's
shit.
It's not about world domination or anything like that. They just show up to fucking like worlds and just show them how to fucking get lit, dude.
No, I like, do. What kind of drugs you guys got here,
dude? Like the crack pandemic, shrooms, weed, everything. Like the heroin, they just brought it all. They're like, dude, you want to get fucked? We're gonna get fucked up, dude.
Oh, dude, heroin, dude. Here, try this shit.
Oh, you don't want that, dude? Here, take these CBD drops under your tongue, and then you know what? Hit this blunt, and then after that, take this X, dude.
Take this fucking X, dude. And on top of that, here.
I'm telling
Rip
you,
this line.
I'm right telling you,
dude.
Tomorrow, dude. God. Tomorrow, you're gonna hate your mother, dude. That's how crazy this is.
You don't even know who the fuck your name is.
It doesn't even matter, dude.
You don't even know who your name is. Like, not what your name is. You don't even know who your name is.
You think aliens and Bigfoot are connected?
Dude, I don't even think Bigfoot even exists.
No.
Fuck no.
I think he did at one point. I think he did at one point.
Well, yeah,
and
one
we just
point,
never
but
found
that's
him.
Before we fucking ran through all of our forests and shit like that. Like, literally, the
well,
only
no,
fucking
we
place,
still, we
the
still
only
have...
forest we don't know completely is, like, the Amazon. Like, not completely.
Well, yeah. But I think...
You know?
I think...
But even then, that fucking forest is getting dwindled down.
I think eventually somebody took him out and, like, they didn't want to fucking, like, be about it. You know what I mean? Because they knew that they killed him and he was the last of his kind.
Cause I'm just like, dude, like a Bigfoot, that motherfucker is like primal.
Sasquatchian, bruh.
He's like a primal type caveman.
But supposedly
type
they were able
dude.
To live like thousands of years and shit, or like 1,000 years or some type of shit like that.
Well, why the fuck can I not live 1,000 years?
I don't know.
This is some bullshit. I can only live like...
Maybe that's why we're alien.
Fucking 80? I'm like,
what the fuck Maybe is that, we dude? Were taken from the big...
You're sitting here telling me a fucking sea turtle can live longer than I can, bro? Like, what is that?
Dude, you're not...
It's a saltwater, dude. It's a saltwater.
You're not wrong. But that's because sea turtles...
It preserves them, dude.
That's because sea turtles that already originated here, even that goes all the way back to dinosaurs, dude. To Pangaea. Yeah. And when the fucking... To when the big old fucking... what was it? Asteroid came down and cracked that fucking... smacked that spot. Killed all the dinosaurs. Oh, but see, they didn't kill all of them, dude. We still have alligators. All kinds of shit.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have...
I've been hearing some shit that these fools made a fucking T-Rex out of chicken DNA and shit.
Like, recently?
Yeah, like, a couple weeks ago, I was, like, reading up on some shit. But it was on Facebook, bro, and that's not all credible.
Yeah, so, nah.
You know what I mean? I was like, dude, if y'all make a fucking T-Rex, I need to see that shit.
Nah, dude.
Quit playing with me.
Like most,
there better be, like, camel rides type shit for it. You know, nah, I want to ride a T-Rex.
Yeah, nah, dude, most definitely I would have heard something or seen something, you know. Something
earlier.
Because nowadays, I gotta be with what's popping, you know. If I'm keeping up on it. I'm keeping up on the cast, or I'm doing music. I got to be knowing what the fuck's going on around here. But no, I haven't heard shit about that. Did you hear that? I mean, and you probably saw it, dude. It was like years back, like probably like 4 or 5 years back, where they some dudes like around London had like a fake T-Rex body hanging off the big part of a fucking trailer.
Oh yeah.
And they had it kind of tarped up, but not fully.
Yeah.
And then they went through town acting like, but it looked real as fuck.
Dude, it looked stupid.
When
as
I first
real.
Saw it, I was like, damn.
Dude, I was like, no fucking way.
It's like,
dude.
They're back, dude. They're
Where
back.
Where the fuck you find that out on some random ass Hawaii?
Well, then you watch the video, and then like, they end up getting stopped by the cops, and you're like, ah, whatever, dude. Dude, when Walking with the Dinosaurs, did you ever go to that? When it was coming here into town, the Save Mart Center? It was way back when, dude. Probably like around the time we were like 10 or 11. Maybe.
Nah, I wasn't interested in that shit.
No?
Nah,
I You weren't a big, like, dinosaur dude growing up.
No, right? I was into dinosaurs and shit, but, like, the simple fact, like, walking with dinosaurs, and I looked at
Well,
like,
no, you didn't really
I saw, like,
walk
videos
with them.
And shit with them and, like, mechanical shit. I was just like, I
don't
know. No,
yeah,
really
you could
it.
See the legs and shit.
Yeah, I wasn't into it. Like, bro,
but it was actually,
a bunch of
like,
robots. You know?
It was kind of pretty cool, though. I'm not
gonna lie. It was probably cool. Yeah. But I was just like, man, this is just a bunch of fucking robots. Like, this is definitely, like, some little kid shit, bro. They'll trip out, like, what the fuck? But I'm like, at that time, bro, I'm already like 12. Oh, I did. Fuck, that ain't a dinosaur, bro.
Now, do you think aliens gave up on us? If they were here and they seen what the fuck and all the dumb shit we're doing, do you think that they would have just like been like splitting?
Yeah, especially if they're on a totally different, you know, social.
Well, because what I think, right? Because like, because humans have proven nothing but to be like bad for the earth, right?
Yeah.
So I think we were like put here because if you go all the way back to like Egyptian times, like the way the pyramids were made and everything like that, like we're just cracking into theories, but like that shit was practically impossible, dude. Like they moved stone.
Yeah, like stones.
That was like over
tons.
A couple hundred thousand like miles away or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and on top of that, they're fucking tons.
And they didn't have vehicles.
Piece.
You know what I mean?
They had vehicles, they had nothing like that. And they're able for them to lift it and fucking stack it
like
up like
one,
that.
One,
and like
you
can't
one
even
brick at
it. You can't even fit a piece of fucking paper between the bricks.
Yeah, dude.
That's
and,
how close they were placed.
And the fucking blocks themselves weighed like so fucking much.
Yeah.
So
and like they're perfectly fucking cut.
Yeah.
They're perfectly flush cut.
And then you look back at all the like the hieroglyphics and shit, like you can go back through time, bro, where like all hieroglyphics like always represent to like something in the sky or like superior powers and
yeah.
shit like that, dude.
Exactly.
And nowadays I think it's like this crazy whole thing, like just like with like the whole theory of like flat earth, like in like the moon landing, it's like maybe it didn't happen, dude, because there's a lot of things that debunk it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, like the waving flag, the puffs of the fucking powder puffs of stepping on the moon. That
yeah.
shit wouldn't happen.
Yeah, because there's no air out there.
And gravity itself would have, you know? Like, it's just like...
But then again, you know, like, when you step down, you do put a force, you know? Whether it's there or not, you put a force down. So even you stomp on something out there when there's no
but the physics, air or
anything like that.
But the physics, you know, shit of those pop of those,
up and, but it would just float there.
You know, well, yeah, I mean? But like the physics of those forces too, like it would just stay there permanently. And in the video, like it really doesn't. And I don't know, man. I'm not trying to get too into it because I haven't seen it in a while. Yeah. But there's enough speculation to be like, huh, it's a little fishy. Most def. You think it happened? You think we went to the moon?
Yeah.
You think we did?
Oh, yeah. We definitely went to the fucking moon. They probably fucking flaked on it way back in the day and shit. They
what happened? You taking a pee-pee?
But, like, now, bro, we've been there.
You taking a pee-pee?
Yeah, I'm taking a piss.
All right. Cheers.
Throw a Strava.
I'll keep them entertained.
Be back shortly.
So, on the Bigfoot note, I have a boss that, because I do construction, I haven't really got in too deep about it. I do HVAC work at my company, and I have a boss, actually, that the only way I could describe him is that he's a shaved Bigfoot that is constantly worrying that everybody knows he's Bigfoot. And that's just how he carries himself. Like, when you see this dude walking around the job site, you're like, yep. Yeah. I mean, at least me. So far, I mean, I'm the only one that has that thought. But if you've ever seen a video of Bigfoot running in the woods, and you see this fool run from shop to shop, that is that dude. I'm just telling you. What's up, dude? The boy's back. Bro. The boy's back, dude. The boy?
I saw some recent shit.
What'd you do? What'd you see? Some shit that
they sent, like, for, like, another, like, Mars trip.
Yeah.
They sent a brand new ass rover out there, bro, with a, you know, fucking a high, like the camera can raise up so it can get a better, like a view of like the horizon and shit as like the sun's going down on it. And then there's also, they got a fucking like a sick ass little drone helicopter, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So we can get like high views of it and shit. And like, we can like tap into it and actually like feel like we're on fucking Mars and shit. And, like, they're planning on, I think they're planning on here in, like, the next 3 to 5 years, you know, to the point where, like,
we might actually reach it there.
We actually might be able human to, contact. No, like, be able to establish something on that fucking planet.
Well, yeah, the whole plan you is, know? Man, to, like, go there and establish a base and start working on off-planet missions, which, honestly, probably really won't start coming into real fruition until we're, like, in our 40s.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? They're like, dude, we're gonna start seeing like the opportunity for planet hopping before we die, most definitely, because that's just the point to where we're getting to in our planetary system.
We'll rocket you to Mars real quick.
Yeah, and in our planetary system, the way things are going, like for surely, we will be planet hopping, or at least more. I mean, we're already moving into that stage of science, like. You know, Elon Musk, everybody's really, Jeff Bezos, they're all focused to get there right now. And I get it, dude. And, you know, a lot of people aren't, it's going to be a lot of it's going to be like 200 years of just fucked up trial and error. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely.
Like, we're going to be, like, they probably won't even perfect it till, like, our fucking grandchildren's grandchildren are ready.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And plus, like, the sun's not really supposed to fucking blow up on us until, like, a couple billion years and shiz like that, you know?
If
so,
the fucking sun even blows the fuck up.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, how do we, and, you know, do we even really know? Are we gonna blow up? Or you know, what happens when we die? Do we just go back into a program and come out as a new character? I don't know, dude. I don't know.
You know?
I don't have the answers.
The whole soul
I
thing
just have the questions.
Confuses me, you know?
Yeah,
because,
dude.
You know, like, I am religious, you know, I'm a Christian, believe in Jesus Christ himself, but to the simple fact that when you die, you know, your spirit floats up to somewhere fucking else, and then you're living life with your fucking, your dead family, and your fucking whole lot of people, I'm like, okay, well then, okay, if that happens, and I die, and I go up there, then I'm meeting a whole lot of motherfucking family I never knew in my goddamn life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That shit don't make sense to me much. I'm like, there's no fucking way, bro. When you die, it's black. It's like if a bird or a dog
dies,
bro, it's
black.
Well, dude,
like, the thing is, too, man, like, even if you repent, like, that's not getting you all the way in. Like, you gotta be practically perfect to really make it in. You know, at least that's how they depict it. And
no, bro, God loves everybody, bro.
But no, but like,
unless you're like a fucking a murderer or a child molester, or if you take your own life, you can't take your own life.
It's too dicey, bro.
You can't, like, at that point, you can't take your own life, you know, because that's why, like, that's when God will be like, all right, bro, like, you're not supposed to take your own life. I take your life. And that's what confuses me. I was like, what gives you the right to decide when I die?
And see, that's like the whole thing. It's to me, dude, it's all more of something for people to just like.
I feel like it's my choice.
To me,
you know, I guide my own life.
To me, God is almost like the fucking E channel or like paparazzi and shit. Like, you know, it's like something.
I feel like God is just a comfort.
You want to get in with, but like when you do, it's too strong of a stipulation to handle.
I feel like it's just a comfort for people that can't accept death. You know, they're too scared of it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the thing too, is because we all don't know what the fuck happens after.
Well, it doesn't matter what happens after. You're fucking
dead. It does
dead.
Though.
It doesn't matter what happens after.
You're but it's dead. The ultimate thing. It's the ultimate thing. Everybody cares, dude. Everybody cares about the fuck. Well, of course you're dead. You know what I mean? You got to come into acceptance with that. But it's like, dude, in that final moment, do you fall asleep and slip into a dream that just lasts forever? Or do you just close your eyes and it's
black? Exactly. It's like,
you know
nothing.
What I mean, dude? Then it's over.
Yeah. That's how I feel it is. Like, you close your eyes and you take that last breath.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Black, bro. There's
See, that's
main,
that's mainly
there's
how I feel too. You know what I mean? I'm dead as a bird on the road, you know?
Yeah, like
that's how I feel.
That's how it is, bro.
For the
like
most
the other
part.
Day, food, someone hit a fucking goose, bro, and I watched them
fucking
carried over to
of
the
course,
fucking sidewalk.
Of course, I would like to think that there's more that goes into it, but, I mean, you know, everybody's looking like for this whole bigger purpose of life and shit. To me, I feel like there's really not. I feel like it's, I mean, you're going to do what you want to do and do what you can to feel like self-successful, you know, to feel self-happiness and shit like that.
Yeah.
And as long as you feel happy at the end of the day, then, you know, I feel like maybe life was worth it, but I feel like this whole, like,
you just gotta be content with your life and where it's at.
But this whole, like, fucking main self-purpose shit, dude, I feel like it's such a drag. I feel like it's way
super fucking drag, bro.
People stress on it too much when it's like, yo, dude, like, we could just, you know, who gives a fuck what people think? Like, who, like, we all put our fucking pants on at the same time.
Yeah.
We all fucking close our eyes and sleep at the end of the day the same way.
Yeah, we all, you know, fucking push in.
We all fucking
in,
stop.
Fucking,
we all stop breathing.
We're all done with the fucking job that fucking sucks.
And one day we all
like,
stop
nobody
breathing.
Wants to fucking work, bro.
Nah,
no, I don't
dude.
Give a fuck who you are,
nah,
bro.
Dude,
nobody wants to work. Everybody would rather stay at home and just have fucking fun every fucking day, bro.
Yeah,
no,
nah, man. You think
lake,
I like doing
beach,
construction?
No,
I do construction
because
it's what I got into when I graduated, and it's what I do to put fucking money on, you know,
yeah,
food on the table.
It's kind of fucking sad that, you know, that's what it comes down to, is like how much money you make now. Like, you can't even, like, you can be the coolest fucking person in the world, bro, and only make fucking, what, $25,000 a year.
Shit money.
But be the coolest fucking person ever, bro. But, like, this fucking dude over here making millions is a fucking piece of shit and not doing
it's
nothing, bro. You
that's
because I mean?
The
it's
world don't.
Like,
that's because the world don't worry about
wild.
If you cool and if you chill.
Shit's
you know what I mean?
Wild.
You always got to have something extra about you if you got to do something.
Yeah, something extra. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. What's your thoughts on Hitler, dude? No, I'm kidding.
Hitler, dude?
I'm kidding, man.
That
I'm
guy
kidding.
Is fucking trash.
I think.
That dude put a whole lot of hate in the fucking world that didn't even. Like, it was unnecessary as fuck. There was absolutely no fucking reason at all in the entire world, in any logical fucking explanation or anything, that anyone else. Oh, well, nah, bro. Like, that was fucking trash. That
I don't think
never fucking happened.
I don't think Hitler
and
was one person.
Somebody should have knocked that fool the fuck off, and anybody else that was behind him on his views, they all should have been knocked off. With the quickness, bro, because that was a whole lot of hate put into the world that should not have been here at all, bro.
Well, no,
like,
the world,
literally,
the
bro,
world has definitely
millions.
Yeah, genocide.
Straight, dude, just for no fucking reason, bro. No reason.
And he was a Jew.
And he was a fucking, yeah, dude, he was a fucking Jew himself. I was like, how the fuck are you going to kill your own people, bro.
Yeah, no. Wild, bro. I'm not educated enough to speak on his actual decisions and his reasoning, but
I'm not completely logical.
I do. I have heard a good amount of information to point to where there was at least three different of them.
Well, yeah, as far as it's way back when, a bunch of other motherfuckers that are hyping him up too. Well, because way crew.
Well, because way back then, dude, like plagiarizing and like making doubles. And just like making people look like people just to keep up like political appearances was real big. So I think like that first, there was a first attempt on Hitler. And I think that, I don't remember the fucking details, but I think that was when they first got him. And then they just kept pushing out doubles of him. Cause then there was like Project Valkyrie, which was like supposedly a success. And in all technicality, that should have killed him, but then they came out, oh, he's not dead. And, like, it was within, like, a couple, like, the bomb was in within, like, a couple feet of him, supposedly, allegedly. And then when it blew up, it took out, like, a whole fucking building almost, you know? So for him to live through that, like, just unreasonable and unintelligible. And I just feel like, you know, I definitely stand by the reasoning to say that he did have doubles.
Oh, dude, yeah, he had to have doubles, like people that were close to looking like him.
Because I think he was more of an idea and less of a figure. You know, almost like the Joker. You know, yeah. How, like they're like the whole thing about the Joker in Batman is like it's not supposed to be just one. It's like a whole movement.
Yeah,
anybody can be the Joker because it only takes one bad day to make a motherfucker flip.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
And just
that's why there's so many different Jokers.
And like, that's a weird thing to me because like it'll literally take, you know, just one day for someone to fucking snap, and that certain person can have the knowledge behind him to make a big fucking statement. You know.
Definitely.
A really big fucking statement.
Definitely.
And that's what all it would take. Like, this one dude, like, the that one fool that had that fucking, that bulldozer. He fucking welded it all up with fucking 2-inch, 3-inch fucking steel plates around his bulldozer, bro. Fucked the whole town up and shit, bro. Straps and everything.
Oh, this was like a couple years back, right?
Yeah, a couple years back. Like two or three years back.
I think like 5 or 6, actually.
It actually might be farther than that, yeah.
Yeah, like 5 or 6. I kind of remember that.
Fucked
about
the
that.
Whole town up, bro.
Yeah, he made like a homemade tank. And went
yeah,
and
out of
fucked,
a bulldozer.
He fucked his whole hometown up.
Dude, fucked his whole hometown up, bro.
He killed like 20 plus people, I think.
Got off, bro.
Yeah.
He got off. He was like, fuck this shit.
To be real, you know that fool was probably deep in the meth at home, just building. He's like, dude, I'm gonna fuck up everybody.
Oh, he had a flat battery.
I'm gonna fuck everybody up, dude.
He had a flat battery, bro. He just got off on a fucking bull. He's like, dude, he woke up one day. He's like, you know what? I got all this fucking steel and shit in my backyard. I'm gonna weld this shit to my fucking bulldozer.
I got all this steel. I got this little Toyota Tacoma. I'm gonna make a tank
in here, bro. I'm gonna fuck their shit up.
Well, no, I think. I don't remember if he built like a homemade tank. I think he had an actual tank.
It wasn't an actual dude. It was a fucking bulldozer.
And then he just like turned it in.
Dude, it was a bulldozer, bro. And he fucking welded.
Yeah.
Sheets of fucking metal all over it, bro.
And
two,
I remember he was like
fucking thick.
And he was even getting like shot at, and he was like fine.
Yeah, he was fucking chilling, bro. Like, did he ever get? Serious?
Did he
fucking
get
3 inches of steel, bro? Like,
did he ever get taken out? Do you know if he got?
Bro, they're gonna have like a fucking armor piercing fucking round for taint to get through that motherfucker, bro. To even not even hit him. You know, just to put holes in the motherfucker, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And of course he had a whole fucking sheet of metal around the fucking engine on the motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
So like they couldn't even shoot out the engine. There's no way they were gonna take that fucking thing down. The only reason why he got caught up because he went into one building and it collapsed on top of the fucking bulldozer. And it trapped him in there. It didn't have enough power to pull out.
Dude, I'm surprised, like, with all this, you know, pandemic.
He could have mowed that whole motherfucker down, dude.
I'm surprised with all this, like, pandemic shit and, like, everything that's been going on that we haven't seen more of that shit. But.
Exactly,
we're getting low on money,
food's running out of jobs and shit.
We're getting low on time, my G. That's the end of this episode. Brought your boy Sean on.
Hey.
Show love. Follow at 2stony4you. on Instagram, chopsuey187 on Instagram. Love you.